AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Trump says the FBI is searching his Florida estate. Here's Mike Gracia.
The circumstances of the search were not immediately clear, but former President Donald Trump, in a statement Monday, said the FBI was conducting a search of his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The Associated Press reached out to the FBI and Justice Department for comment, but spokespeople for both did not immediately return messages. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While it's not clear if the search is connected, the Justice Department has been investigating why boxes of records containing classified information were taken to Mar-a-Lago after Trump's presidency had concluded. That matter was referred to the Justice Department by the National Archives and Records Administration, which said it had found classified material in 15 boxes at the residence. Singer and actor Olivia Newton-John is dead at 73. In an interview with the AP, she talked about playing the role Sandy in Grease alongside John Travolta.
I feel very lucky that I was in it and that it's become this beloved movie 40 years on. People still talk to me about it and want to know about it. And where's John? Like, he were attached to the hip 40 years later. It's hilarious.
She had been battling breast cancer for 30 years. Her husband asking that people respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time. The white father and son convicted of murder in black man Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting in a Georgian neighborhood were sentenced to life in prison for committing a federal hate crime. Greg and Travis McMichael are already in state prison serving life without parole. A third man, William Roddy Bryan, in state prison for life, has been given a 35-year federal hate crime sentence. Four Islamic men, three last week, have been killed in ambushes in Albuquerque, New Mexico, since last November. Police suspect the slayings are connected. They're looking for a Volkswagen, either a Jetta or Passat, possibly involved in all four attacks. This is AP News. Researchers are looking for thousands of volunteers in the U.S. and Europe to test the first potential vaccine against Lyme disease in 20 years. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Lyme disease is a growing tick-borne threat. Pfizer's Annalisa Anderson tells the AP they're working on a vaccine to protect both adults and kids as young as five.
We call it BLA-15.
Robert Terwilliger is an avid hunter and hiker. He was the first in line when the study opened in central Pennsylvania.
I go out in the woods and enjoy myself, and if I find a tick on me, okay, I'm good. I don't have to worry about anything.
Dr. Alan Kivitz at the Altoona Arthritis and Osteoporosis Center in Pennsylvania is looking for volunteers who spend lots of time in tick-infested areas.
Not a single day goes by that someone either has a concern about Lyme disease, could possibly have Lyme disease. We live in an area where Lyme disease is endemic.
The Pfizer study will cover two tick seasons.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.